Hi there, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are talking to me, and we're going to talk to the Akashic Records, and you're listening to Akashic Wisdom on VBSRadio.com. Tonight's going to be an interesting program. I opened the records, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. I opened the records before the program, which is something I always do. And again, people who have not listened before, the way I access the Akashic Records is through a sacred prayer. It's a specific sacred prayer that allows me, that what happens, it shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And so before every show, I open up the records and say, okay, what are we talking about tonight? And I do it led to way in advance. Other times, literally before the show happens, maybe 15, 20 minutes before, I open the records and get a sense of what we're talking about. And other times, I open up my Akashic Records and I say, what are we talking about tonight? And they say, wait and see. And so tonight was one of those wait and sees. And what's interesting is, I really don't know what's coming. And so when my producer Don calls me, and I think about this, think about the fact that I have an hour to fill here. I've got my records open. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. I mean, and I trust all the time because I speak in front of large groups all the time, just like this, where I don't know what's going to come forward and I don't know what they're going to say. And it's not channeling. Nothing is entering me. I'm not channeling from the Akasha. I am actually telling you what I see, feel, and hear. And so when I get done with the program, in most cases, I have no idea what I was talking about. I've got to listen to the archives so I understand what I'm talking about. But I'm here 100% in personality. And yes, I do teach people how to do this. No, I'm not anyone's guru. I don't want to be anyone's guru. But so tonight, so Don calls me to get ready for the show, and I say, okay, Don, first thing that comes to your mind, what would you like to hear the Akashic Records talk about? And the first thing out of this phenomenal guy's mouth is crop circles. He wants to hear about crop circles. Well, I thought, wow, that's a great idea. I'd love to hear about the crop circles, too. And I know that the records have told me a little bit about the crop circles. And so I'm going to share what they've told me, and I'm going to see what else they have to say about it. And so if you know people who are interested in ET alien stuff or crop circles or whatever, call your friends now. Tell them to get on bbsradio.com and listen to Akashic Wisdom, because this is going to be a really interesting show, because I never know what's going to show up, like I said before. I'm going to take questions. Interesting. So this should be very interesting. So get your ET or I hate to call our brothers and sisters, or the other beings of light on other planets, aliens. Because I believe that when we all come into body, we are all aliens to the physical. I don't care what you say. So extraterrestrial people beyond our planet, universal people, whatever. But anyway, so. The number to call in tonight, and there's four lines we can take all your calls. You might have to wait a little bit, but you'll be ready. You'll be in queue. And the worldwide number, this is for anybody who's in the world, is 888-815-9756. So let's get on with this subject. So crop circles. First of all, what's interesting about crop circles is that when I first asked about crop circles from the Akashic Records, I asked, what is the truth about crop circles and what do they mean? What the Akasha has told me is they are not necessarily coming from an imprinted field. So it's not like in most cases, the crops that are being bent into the different shapes are not coming from the skies down, imprinting and moving up. Although there are some that do that because, and the reason they're able to do that is because they're not within three-dimensional reality. They're able to shift their vibration to such a high level. The reason they're invisible is because their vibration is so high that they actually move into the crop, make the imprint, and are gone without being seen. But the other way that the crop circles are made is from underneath. And for many, many years, what we have to understand is that our Earth only appears to be solid. And I understand that if you dig down, you know, you're going to get dirt, et cetera. However, what you don't realize, and what the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones are saying, is that within the core of the Earth and within the underlying spaces, that there are wonderful light beings that are from other planets that are living there. And so that the crop circles are actually magnetic responses, so that the actual crops are being magnetized from underneath. So it's as if they have the magnet is underneath the earth that pulls, and the gravitational pull is what's pulling down the crops in many cases. So you have both ways. You have the ones that are not within three-dimensional, that they can shift their vibration to such a high degree. And then those are the folks that are coming in to, like, it's almost like they're giving messages back and forth to each other and to us. And it has to do with we as humans learning about the different dimensions that are actually available to us. And this is, what I'm telling you now is just coming straight from the records, that because we are coming into a new history of time and a new understanding of time and a new understanding of frequencies and vibrations, that we as physical humans need to be able to use our minds and open our minds to the possibility and the probability that exploring different dimensions and different universes, not only when we're in the physical, but when we're in the non-physical, is not only happening more and more these days, but is the direction that we as a species are going. There are many people who talk about ascension, and there are many definitions within the various non-human communities about what ascension is, because they don't really even use that word. What the ascension that we as humans are actually undergoing is a shifting not only of our frequencies and our vibrations, but an actual encoding and awakening of DNA strands that we have that are dormant within us that are now being turned on. I guess that's the best way to explain it. And so that because there are many ET folks among us now, that walk among us, that there are times that there are those of us who think we're human, and I say think we're human because we've lived a human life and not really had any conscious memory of working with folks from another planet or another universe. There are those of us that will encounter an ET being, and our dimensional access will shift, and it's like a light comes on, and we all of a sudden have abilities that we didn't have before. Or we'll go to sleep one night and we'll have an encounter that we may not remember. And there may be bruises on our bodies. In fact, this happens to me all the time. And I sleep alone, so it's not like there's anybody here with me that I know of. I used to blame it on my cat, Katie, but as those of my loyal listeners know, she's not here on the planet anymore. But there are bruises that will be on my arms or my legs, and these are the interesting thing about those bruises is they're typically on the arms and legs that I'm laying on, that are, I sleep on my left side, so it's almost impossible for me to create these bruises. I mean, there have been times where there are actual fingerprints on my body, on my arms, you know, like circles, like they looked like they were not five circles, okay, and not even four, like from fingers, like three. And there have been other things that are strange. So I know that in some way I am being shifted, but I don't have conscious information about that. And what I'm also hearing now is that it's not appropriate for us to actually understand what's going on other than to move into immense love when we notice something like this happening. And the more that we can move into that immense love, the more we open ourselves and the more we shift our vibration. It's more of an energetic situation. So that the crop circles are our messages that are energetically placed, that there are beings on the planet that understand and can decipher the shorthand that is being imprinted on the earth. Now, the other piece that's important to understand is that each time those circles, those crop circles appear, there is a different dimensional shift that happens through the various layers of energy that is within, not only above the Earth's surface, but below the Earth's surface. So it's charging the Earth's atmosphere, both above the Earth, on the Earth, and below the Earth, so that the actual vibrational frequency of the planet is being shifted. And the different shapes add different pieces of strength to the planet that also are affecting and transmit to the humans that are in alignment with those shapes. So, for example, if you love circles and you haven't seen any for a while, let's say, like myself, I haven't looked and see what any new ones have been. I will after this program, though. But every time a human looks at a new shape that has come on to the earth, just by viewing those shapes, your actual energy, frequency, vibration, and literally DNA are being shifted. And so it's very important to notice if you're going to go up on a crop circle site to see what's going on, that you take a look at, or you kind of do a body scan, and notice how you feel physically prior to looking at the crop circles. And then notice how your body or your body feels when you look at the circles. And notice the way your consciousness shifts. Because there are times where you view a certain shape that you can't get off of. There are going to be some shapes that attract you and pull you more than others. And it's not unusual to be so attracted to those shapes that, and certain ones that are created now and even from before, that your consciousness almost hones in and focuses and actually merges with the shape and is expanded by meditating or staring at the shapes. And so there's many people out there that can look at those shapes, even though they aren't physically there, that will literally be able to expand their consciousness and receive information for themselves and how they can shift their knowingness or their consciousness by actually just looking and viewing the crop circles. Now, so I encourage you, if you're wanting to shift your consciousness and you have an affinity to the crop circles, I encourage you to go up on whatever site is comfortable for you. And I want to say there's one site. I'm not going to tell you a site because I don't know which ones are the good ones, but I know that Don could tell me if he jumps in and tells me which crop circle site to go to. But I will tell you that by looking at them, you will shift your whole consciousness and your whole beingness. And I'm also being told that there are some circles out there that have been imprinted on the planet specifically for a transformational purpose and otherwise known as a healing, to just be able, it's a healing of the planet, but it's also a healing or a transformational aspect that when looked at will occur in the human. So if there are some illnesses that are plaguing you, it's really important to go into your guidance to see how you feel about the crop circles. There are those of us that really love the circles. Now, it's interesting to note, this is a Donna comment right now. I personally love crop circles, yet I haven't personally done any research on them. I've always wanted to go to England and see the crop circles. I've also wanted to speak at the crop circle conventions, but I would prefer, before I do that, to be able to move into the crop circles and walk them and open up the records of the land with permission of where the crop circles are. Because you can do that with the Akashic Records, again, but you need permission not only from the person who owns the land. And so the way I would do that is I have a special technique of how to gain information if I'm on a piece of land and I don't have permission without challenging the integrity of the land. But it's very interesting. That's one of the things you learn in level two of in my Akashic Records class is about how to read other people, their records, how to read the records of animals and read the records of the land. Which is really important when you go to sacred sites to really understand the full expanse of what where you're standing and what you're experiencing. But so I would very much like to go to England and explore the various crop circles and be able to open up the records of the land. And I would love to be able to invite whatever beings of light that are around there to also communicate with us. And so that would be a fun thing to do. I would really look forward to that. So, again, I'm going to give you the phone number. So if anybody has any comments or questions, boy, this would be the time to call. This is an exciting subject. The number here is 888-815-9756. And I can't imagine that some of you wouldn't have questions about this. Or comments that you'd like to share. And your questions and comments really make this program very rich. And so that would be important I would love to hear from you. In the meantime, I do want to take this opportunity to let you know that for those of you who would like to learn how to access your own personal Akashic Records, there is going to be a workshop here in Cleveland on the 27th and 28th of this month. That's a level one, and there will be also a level two taking place at that time. On the 26th, 27th, 28th, they're just different times for the classes, but they're available to you if that's something that you're interested in doing. So if that's of interest to you, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, just the same way as the show. It's akashicwisdom.com. And if you have an email question that you would like to send along tonight, you could certainly email me a question if you don't prefer not to call. That's just fine. So I'm just curious, don't sit on your hands tonight. Do participate in the show because there's so much information and the information will come forward with your questions. That's how we access the information from the Akasha, is through questions. And even if you're not sure what you want to ask, you just have a curiosity and you don't even know how to express the question, call in anyway and I can help you word the question. It's just a matter of you being open to wanting to know. So I want to share with you, while we're waiting for calls, there was a time where we as Akashic Records teachers, we have retreats all the time, and we were having the retreat in Redosio, New Mexico. And Redosio, New Mexico is about 72 miles from Roswell, New Mexico. And another teacher and I decided that after the retreat was done, on that Monday, we were still supposed to be there, that we were going to take a ride out to Roswell, New Mexico, and we wanted to open up the records of the land of where the crash happened in 1947. We wanted to see if there's anything that, if we could get permission, number one, and if there was anything there that we could find. And so we decided to take a drive to Roswell, New Mexico. Well, it was a beautiful day in New Mexico, and I'd never been to Roswell, I'd never been to New Mexico and was finding out it was beautiful. But before we go on, there's a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna. Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Anne.
Hi, Anne. Hey. Where are you calling from?
From Minneapolis.
Oh, from Minneapolis. Great. Have you taken one of my Akashic Records workshops?
I haven't. I've met you at the Edge Expos, but I haven't had the opportunity to take any of your
workshops.
Workshops.
Yeah, I know. I love Minneapolis, and I love everyone in Minnesota. They've been very good to me. I have a good following there. So that's great. I'm so glad you've called in. How can we help you?
Well, I was interested in what you had to say about the crop circles and about, I kind of lost you where you were talking about getting bruises in your sleep.
Yeah,
and
it's very strange.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And then you had said that it's not always appropriate for us to know why something like that happens. And that
right.
part...
Good.
Yeah.
That part bothers you?
Yeah, it does. I thought, if they're touching you and giving you bruises, I think that's appropriate for you to know.
Well, yeah, the thing is I never felt hurt. I never felt compromised. And the bruises they never hurt me. It was like,
mm-hmm.
they weren't sore.
Okay.
And there was no soreness there. That's what was so strange about it. And,
mm-hmm.
and so when I opened my records to ask, I said, what can you tell me about this? And they said, it's not appropriate at this time. And so, what I found out later is, again, from asking my records, is that there are certain things that happen when we have agreed to be an emissary. That
okay.
within our human consciousness, we're not wired to be able to understand it.
Okay.
It's not harmful. But there's a part of us, you know, I'm sure most of you know that there's only a small part of our consciousness in this physical body. We We're not all, in other words, like there's so many different dimensions and parts of us that are not physical.
And a different part of us may be agreed?
Yes. You know, it's a soul level agreement. It's a soul agreement to participate in the expansion of knowledge of the planet.
Okay.
And so the other thing, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but it's happened to me, and it happened to me even when I was a kid, and I never understood it. There were times where I would be just looking at something and not really thinking about anything, just watching people or listening to what they had to say, and all of a sudden I would hear, isn't it interesting the way they do things here? And I didn't know who they were talking to because it was like a voice in my head. And it's like, who is that? And then for the longest time I thought that it was happening to everybody, and then I talked to some people and they said that's not happening to them, so I stopped asking because I realized that there were times where my eyes were being used by beings that were not part of this planet and they were just wanting to observe. It didn't feel bad. I did not feel invaded. I didn't feel anything. It's like, it's the best way to explain it to you is that if you've ever been at a sports game or a theater production and you were using somebody else's binoculars and you'd say, let me take a look at that. It was like somebody was using me as a binocular. Can you understand what I mean? Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah, I can. And the reason I got so piqued in interest by that was I was listening to another radio program this morning, and a man from a crop circle website who sounded like a really nice man almost said the exact same thing that you did. But he was felt like implants in the night, that there was actually something in him then when he would wake up that went in through an incision. And once again, he said, but it wasn't for him to know why.
Right.
And I thought, oh, my goodness.
Well, the thing is,
you were lucky.
Again.
I said, you were lucky you just got the bruises. He got little cuts.
And again, there may have been implants, but I don't know that. Do you see what I mean? But the idea is I've never felt really invaded. There have been times, though, I will tell you this, there have been times, there's been another time that I have woken up, and for a week or more, I have felt so tired that I could not focus on anything, and I didn't know, felt like there was something attached to me. And I would do my own personal work to release any type of attachment, and it would be gone. And I would ask the records about it, and they would say, you know, well, the information has been gathered, and it's done now. And so the idea here is, I know that for whatever reason, I agreed to this, but I've never felt like I was being hurt by it. So I never felt, you know, anything like that. So I hope I answered your question.
Okay, well, I appreciate the explanation.
Okay,
and I enjoy listening to you.
I enjoy listening and having you call in. Thank you so much. We do have another caller on the line. But again, if you have more questions, and call back. And I hope I cleared it up for you.
Okay, thank you.
Or maybe I made it more confusing.
No. Okay, goodbye.
I think it's goodbye. I'll talk to you. Thank you. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Hello.
Hi, Dana.
Hello.
Hi Dana.
Donna. Who is this?
Hi, Donna. This is Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Hi.
From?
Oh, I'm from Anacortes.
From where?
Anacortes, Washington.
Okay. Great. Good to hear from you. Are you a first-time listener, or have you listened before?
I've listened to your show before. This is the first time I've called in.
Okay, great. Well, welcome. How can we help you?
Well, I was wondering if you could check my record, and I'm fairly clear about my spiritual purpose and what that is, and I'm doing it. But I need to find an avenue of, what was that? An avenue where I can actually make a living. Because that's shifting for me, and I guess there's something new coming up, but I'm not very clear about what that is, because I have new skills and abilities that are kind of coming in. but I'm not quite sure what to do with them.
Okay. And do you feel they're at all ET involved?
Some of it is, yeah.
Okay. And it works better if I know your last name, but I'm not asking you to give me your last name because of privacy. But the other thing I'd like to recommend is last week we talked a lot about purpose and how to find it.
Okay.
I mean, we really kind of went into detail. So if you want to jump up on the archives and listen to last week's show, there's a lot of information there for you.
Okay.
And that's number one.
Okay.
And then the other piece is that what just want to tell you is that it's going to be really important that you not be afraid of your own power.
Mm-hmm.
And because in this lifetime you will not misuse it.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's been an issue for you or a fear, but there seems to be something about not wanting to step into your own power for, I don't know if it's because of family or friends or concern about how you would handle it, but it seems like you've really done a lot of work and you're really ready to do that now. But the issue is, it's again, the record keepers will always say, it's not about being right, it's about being joyful.
Mm-hmm.
So what modality brings you the most joy?
Well, when I was younger, it was music, but now it's not so much. I've kind of lost interest in that. So it's kind of, you know, I went through some very hard years, and so I kind of, you know, lost touch with that. But I needed to go through that, so it was important, and it brought me to the point where I am today. I know I'm very powerful. It's just a matter of finding the right venue to use to focus that.
No, it's not about finding the right one, sweetheart. It's about finding the one that brings you the most joy.
Okay, so that's the key.
The key is the one that makes your heart sing.
Right.
So that's why the question was put to you, which modality that you know of right now gives you the greatest joy and makes your heart sing?
Mm,
if you were going to
okay.
do something healing or spiritual, which one ignites a passion of curiosity? If you want to learn more, or you're filled with love every time you work with it, or there's that you can't wait to tell people about it. Which modality is like that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you that.
Oh, you're
asking me that.
I'm asking you that. Well, I'm interested in lots of different things, that's the trick. I haven't been able to identify a passion. I mean, I have lots of, like, interests, but they're kind of varied. But the metaphysical stuff is really, you know, where my interest is.
That's right. And so what they're saying it's about really going through those different things that you're interested in and finding the one that ignites your passion that you would say, if I couldn't have it, my heart would ache.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sense that I'm here to serve or to help, to assist people who are on the ascension path.
And why do you feel that way?
Because I just have lots of kind of, that's a lot of where my awareness is and a lot of what they've been working on with me. And I just feel like it's, you know, it's what I just sense that that's what I kind of am here to do, but I'm not quite sure what that looks like.
Well, first you have to feel that, in other words, like when you're talking about ascension, it's really going to be important that you understand what that means to you so
mm-hmm.
that you can be able to help other people get that definition for them because they have to come up with their own definition.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have another caller, but what I would like, here's what I'd like to share with you, Jody. I would like you to listen to the last week's program.
Okay.
And then if that's of interest to you and you want to go deeper, I'm happy to help you privately offline.
Okay.
So if you'd like to you know, if you email me, I'll be glad to email you some information about what I do and we can certainly work that out.
Okay. Well, your website, I can reach your website through your link on the show, right?
I'll use my website. No. Let me give you the telephone number and just use the info@akashicwisdom.com
okay.
is the email that you want to use.
Right.
And
okay.
my private number is 216-691 1233.
691-1233.
1233. Yes, that's
okay.
Your, and area code's
216.
Okay?
Got it. Okay, thank you so much.
Right.
I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
You have a good evening.
Thank you, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Hello?
Hello,
hello,
Ron.
Are you there? Hi, who's this?
Yes, hello. This is Ron.
Hey, Ron. Where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, Cleveland, Ohio, huh?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
Well, listening to you talk about the crop circles raised a couple issues that I just want some clarification. Because
sure.
When you consent to work with the Akasha, are you now consenting to work with extraterrestrials, aliens, however else you want to refer to them?
I'm sorry, I missed that. What did you say?
When you consent to work with the Akashic Records and the Akasha.
Did who
are
consent to work with them?
Anybody. I mean, if somebody decides that they are interested in exploring work with the Akasha and getting in touch with the records to find out their soul story, and are they, by doing that, are they consenting to, again, work with aliens?
Crop.
Because
not at all. No,
well,
not at
all.
You
were talking about the tie-in with the crop circles and all this, and I'm...
No, not at all. That is, first of all, there's many people out there that have no, it's not about being involved with any kind of aliens at all. When you work with your Akashic Records, it's a personal choice of where you go in your own records. The record keepers will never take you any place that you don't want to go and you don't ask to go. It has to do with an individual soul choice, and if you don't want to know anything about ETs, if you don't want to know anything about crop circles, there's nothing that ever said that it is an automatic thing that if you do this, you'll get that in the Akashic Records. It's all done by permission, it's all done by intention, and it's all done by wanting to know. So there's never a time that, you know, that there is an automatic anything. Because that's one of the reasons
okay.
We ask questions in the records.
Right,
is because
but the confusion
when
came when, I'm sorry, the confusion came when you started to talk about things happening while you were sleeping.
But that's my contract. That's my contract. That's not humanity's contract. That's my contract. That's something I know to be true for me. Because I know that I feel a connection, but that's me. That is not across the board. And I'm so glad you asked that question, Ron, because I would never want to give anybody the idea that just because you work with the records, you're automatically connected with extraterrestrial beings, because that is absolutely not true. That is not true. It has to do only by your own consent. It has only to do with your own intention, and that's what it's all about, because I just don't want anybody to think that's automatic. It has to do with a soul intention and agreement. And just because that is doesn't mean that I feel violated. It doesn't change my personality. It doesn't change anything at all about who I am. It just means that I am open to receiving that information. And I don't want anybody to think this is, you know, there are some people that work with the records that work with the records from a deep psychological point of view. And there are other people that work with the records in a very important healing point of view. There's other people that work with the records with dolphins and animal communication or with the whales. And there's other people that will take their work with the Akashic Records and work with them with physical exercise, creating spiritual exercise programs that expand the spirituality as the exercise goes. And so all of those different, and then many, many more, all of those different modalities are choices that the individual makes for using their work with the Akashic Records. Nothing is automatic. It's all by intention.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
Yes.
And the other piece, the other piece here that's really important is that I have been interested in other places and other lands and other cultures all of my life. And there was a movie that I saw when I was a very little girl called Forbidden Planet. And I saw it when I was about 8 years old. It was one of those sci-fi things. The acting's not the greatest, but the concept is what is so important. This particular movie was made in the 50s, and there was Walter Pidgeon, there was Leslie Nielsen, and Anne Francis. Those were the main characters. And it was about... It was Robbie the Robot. Do you remember that movie?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It's one of my favorites.
Okay, so notice that that movie had everything to do with actually what's happening today when it comes to creating your own reality with your mind. If you'll remember in that movie, that big electronic monster that they could not kill was actually the mind control of the doctor who was trying to keep the daughter to himself. And what that movie did was it showed, and that's where I really was first perked with the idea that there's something on another planet that's possible. It also perked within me the idea that within my mind was so powerful that I could create my own reality. And the reason I took that deduction is because if that man could do it, then that means humans could do it. That means that I could do it. You know, at 8 years old, you're very impressionable with these movies. But I'll tell you, I love that movie, and I'm glad to hear that you love that movie, because it shows you how magnificent our minds are, and that's one of the reasons that's kind of what perked my interest in extraterrestrial stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a believer in extraterrestrial interaction. I just, that there is the, what are you consenting to if, because there's somebody else that has a show on the BBS radio, and I went to their link, and their link seemed to imply that you can only open the Akasha records after you're dead. Because it doesn't upload until you're dead. And I was like, what? This is not my understanding.
No.
My understanding was it's your spirit, soul, your energy, however you want to refer to it, writing the record as you live it.
Absolutely.
And some of it is before you and some of it is after you. But
yeah. Oh, for sure. And it's constantly being updated. Every choice you make takes you on a different path, if you will. And so as you make your choices, that vibration and frequency is then captured in the Akasha. And so every intention that you have is captured in the Akasha because it's a matter of a vibration and frequency. So as we say, everybody's called thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akasha. The same way there are many possibilities and probabilities in the Akasha, you're on a planet of free will choice. So based on what your soul's intention of experience is, you can move and make the choices to get you the experience that you need to get based on what, again, your personal agenda is. But there's many ways to get to one place. The same way if you're in Cleveland, there's many ways to get downtown. Depends on if you're on the east side or the west side, right?
Correct.
But you still get downtown, don't you? You're still going to have the experience of going to the Rock Hall of Fame. You still can sit in the square of on public square, whether you come from the west side, the south side, the east side. It's still going to happen. The same way with your life. You have many choices of how to get that experience of where you're going, but it has to do with your free will choice of how to get there. And it also has to do with what are you willing to know about? What do you want to know about? Or if you just want to stay in one area and move from there. Has this been helpful for you?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because if you have questions, it's really important. I'm so glad you called because this was an important thing to get out there. Is this the first time you've listened to the show?
Yeah, this is the first time we've put it on.
Well, interesting.
Heard about
interesting
it,
that you would have. It was interesting that you would have gotten this tonight. Interesting.
Well, we're doing a lot of reading, oddly enough, on crop circles right now.
Oh, is that right? Very interesting.
And,
well, you.
Actually, my significant other is concerned about whether or not she should be looking at crop circles if what you said earlier was true. So,
yeah. Well, I think what's interesting is that you happened to tune in tonight, because I didn't know what. Again, if you heard the beginning of the program, you know this program was especially for you, wasn't it?
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
It's too early to tell. We may hear more.
Well, that's true. But the idea is another. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I say it may be especially for a lot of people.
Oh, I'm sure it is, especially for a lot of people, but I think it's interesting how the synergy happens. Very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But
well.
I would never want to put fear into anyone that they were had to, or concern, maybe fear is the wrong word, concern that everything had to be one way. No. I'm so glad we were able to clear that up.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. All right. Call with any other questions you might have, and thanks for listening.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Bye. Bye. That was just great. I have to thank Ron for calling and clearing that up, because I'm sure that would be a concern to people of, oh my goodness, is that what automatically happens? Not at all. And what's important for you to know is that what you are curious about. You're curious about for a reason, whether it's crop circles or it's Reiki or it's massage therapy. There's a reason, or if you're just curious about a lot of things, there's a reason and purpose that your soul has brought you to that curiosity. And it's important for you to really move into satisfying that curiosity to the point of feeling comfortable and knowledgeable, even if you can't get a clear answer about what the truth is for you. And, you know, it's interesting that we're talking like this because there's an email question here that some humans can't understand the concept of crop circles. And I guess, and this is actually new to me, I wasn't aware of this, is that they sometimes interpret the crop circles as evil or a sign of danger. And I have to tell you that is absolutely not true. There is nothing evil. There is nothing sinister. There is nothing dangerous about a crop circle. It's a message from another species or another energy form, if you will, that we're receiving. And I want you to just, the best way to explain this, what the record keepers are sharing with me right now, is that you need to look, and I think this is an interesting kind of an association, the crop circles are like an extraterrestrial radio. And I'm not sure what that means, except to say that we don't consider radio waves, okay, to be bad or negative, right? Clearly there could be negative things on the radio waves, but those are choices the individuals make in creating those programs, as well as the choice of the human who listens to that radio. But the crop circles themselves, or the radio waves themselves, are not evil. They're not good. They're not bad. They just are. And the crop circles themselves are there for those people who are attracted to them and are interested in allowing, and I'm saying that again, allowing the frequencies of their bodies and their minds and their spirits and their beings to be shifted. Nothing happens on this planet without the permission of the body, or not the soul rather. So that's real important for you to look at. even though, so for those people who feel you have no choice, you need to really look at your life. You have lots of choice. And so for those people who are feeling fearful around crop circles, then my suggestion is don't look at them. Don't put them in your life. For those people who are at all fearful about the crop circles but still want to look at them, then look at them with love. Look at them with curiosity. Open your heart to divine information and allow yourself to be educated at a higher level. For whenever you bring fear involved, that diminishes your ability to ascend, and it diminishes your ability to shift and raise your own personal vibration. So check out where the fear is. And know that the fear is only there because you're just not familiar. It's like a little kid who's scared of the dark. So put the light on. Put your light on. Open your light up. Open your heart up. Be willing to listen to your inner being, your inner knowing. And if by listening it's not for you, then it's not for you. You're going to be loved either way. Not everything is for everyone. It's okay. I just want you to think about that. Just think about that. In fact, right now would be an important time for you all to just take a nice deep breath and relax and open your heart to yourself, not to anybody else, not to anything else, but just take a deep breath, put your hand over your heart, and just open your heart to your own being and your own knowing. And move into a beautiful gratefulness for being able to discern who you are, how you want your life to look and feel, what you like and what you don't like. Allow it to be. Take a deep breath and come on back. There's so much love out there. The choice is yours to make. And so I'm going to answer another question. There's an interesting question that came forward on the email here. The question is, I've got about crop circles. It's a wonderful question. It says, crop circles are effective energy from under the earth, which is one of the things Rick has said. What effect does this energy have on the ocean floor and or the ocean waters? And what the records would like to share with you about that is that because of the way that the ocean floor is set up and with the movement of the water, that the crop circles themselves are the actual energy of the earth and actually have something to do with the movement of the moon and the waves and the tidal of the tides. It's not like they create it, but there is an aspect to when the energy shifts that the waves get a little bit larger and a little bit smaller. It depends on where you are and it depends on the intention. Oh, this is very interesting. It depends on the intention of the planet. If you want to believe that the planet is a live, living being, it depends on the intention of the planet to receive the energy shifts that are sometimes shown and expressed through the oceans. Well, actually, not sometimes, but a lot of times. But as it relates to the crop circles, that is. And there's other things that, again, we're only wired to a certain extent to know. And all the books that you're reading about whether it's crop circles or different modalities or whatever, there's still only another human being's opinion. Nobody knows for sure. Unless, of course, you believe you're in direct contact, consciously. The information that I get from the records, I believe. I believe for me. I believe the truth in those, in that information because of my experience with the truth of the information. You don't have to believe anything I say. You only need to believe what resonates with your heart. And if the information, whatever you read, resonates with your heart, then you may want to consider that it's true for you. If it doesn't resonate with your heart, then I would like you also to strongly consider it that it's not true for you. Because it's just as we are different species or different, let's say, nationalities on the planet, that also translates to the fact that each one of us has a different soul group, that has a different star system that we may be, I'm not saying all, may be associated with. And each one of us has a different identity that we are living out in this lifetime for the betterment of our soul. And I would also like you to consider that if you believe that we are all a spark of God, that we all have a piece of God within us, and that's how we were fashioned on this planet, then how could anything be here to hurt us without our soul's intention and without our soul's choice? If everything is of God, good, bad, and otherwise, then you have to take a look at it a little differently. Because we are on a planet of free will choice. And whether it's experiences or forgiveness, the records have told me that there are no victims, there are no perpetrators. There are only experiences and observations. Everything is choice. And so with that in mind, we as personalities can choose how we want to live our lives, where our power is, where it's not, who we give it to, when we take it back. For we were so much more than we appear to be. We're so much more powerful than we could ever know. And I want you all to know how beautifully powerful you are. In no way do I mean that in a negative sense. I mean that in a beautiful sense. In a way that expands your knowing. In a way that expands your being. And allows you to step in to the full magnificence of who you are. Consider that. Well, this has been a great show. I really loved all the calls. I thought they were very important points that are being brought out. I so appreciate every single caller. Next week, we're going to be talking about other things. Remember your dads on Father's Day. Remember that we've got a wonderful solstice coming up this weekend. Remember to put your wants, needs, desires, and prayers out to the universe. And just remember the miracles. So from tonight's program, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask everyone listening, may their hearts be opened their burdens be lifted. And may we all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records and say amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you would join me all in saying amen. Have a wonderful miracle-filled week. I'll talk to you next week, and we'll see what comes up then. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye. This is Donna Fox with Akashic Wisdom, wishing you all blessings and miracles. Bye.